Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, never give the devil a ride. He will always want to drive. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you today. It's good to be able to study from the Bible. If you're interested in Bible study and you know of others who might be interested, we invite your attention to Bible Meditations. We're hopeful that our study together will be a profit unto all. All right, let's return to our study, and we were looking at the 8th chapter of the Hebrew letter and a statement that was made in regard to Moses and what Moses did in the building of the tabernacle. God did not say to Moses and the children of Israel, now you make the tabernacle however you think it ought to be made. You use your own judgment and make it according to your plan, and that will be fine. No, the Bible says God told Noah exactly how to build the ark, and he told Moses exactly how he was to build the tabernacle. It is not in the hands of men to offer plans to God and tell God this is the way that it ought to be. It rather is in man's hands to do what God instructed for him to do. We were using not just the tabernacle yesterday, but we are also looking at the building of the ark as Noah was given instruction. The Bible says, Noah did as God commanded him. Therefore, we simply see a pattern was given unto him, and he followed that pattern. It was made of gopher wood. The reason? Because God specified that. He had not liberty to do anything that he wanted to. He could not use another type of wood and still be pleasing to God because God had specified. Well, there's a great lesson to learn in regard to Christianity along that line. If God specifies something, he doesn't give us the liberty of doing something else. He doesn't give us the right of departing from his plan and adding anything that we want to add. Those who practice the use of instrumental music in their worship to God need to learn this lesson. When God specified singing, he didn't give us the liberty to add anything we wanted to add. He rather expected us to be obedient to his will. Well, as we look then at the building of the ark, God gave instruction, and man was to obey that instruction. How many doors were in the ark? Would it have been right for Noah in the building of the ark to say, well, I think there ought to be a front door and a back door. And so instead of one door, there'll be two doors. Well, the Bible would not have recorded this statement. As God commanded Noah, so did he. That wouldn't be in the Bible if he decided to add another door. What about the windows? One window. And if there had been two windows, that would not have been obedience to God's will. God gave the pattern for a reason. He knew the best way to do it. And man could not question his wisdom. Man only must be obedient to what God instructs. So when we come along and we find instruction regarding the building of the ark or the building of the tabernacle, all of these things, we see specific patterns given. The instruction of God was that the ark was to be 300 cubits long. Now, it was not within the right of Noah to say, I want it 350 cubits long. He had no right to do that. It was to be 50 cubits wide. He couldn't say, well, now wait, I think it ought to be 75 cubits wide. No, he had no right to do that. All he had a right to do was to do what God commanded. So when God told Moses concerning the building of the tabernacle, you follow the pattern that I showed to thee in the mount, you follow the way that I instructed, he expected Moses to do exactly what he commanded. The tabernacle was not a guess-so thing. It was not a matter of somebody saying, I think it ought to be this way. It was a matter of a pattern being given and the following of that pattern. Well, I think we've said enough to make this clear. If God gives a pattern, he expects it to be obeyed. And the reason for the giving of that pattern is so that we'll do what pleases God and will be acceptable in his sight. Now, there are many people in religion today who have this idea that is so prevalent in our present generation that we must be politically correct in all things. Doesn't make any difference if we're biblically correct or not, just as long as we're politically correct. We don't want to say anything that somebody, somewhere, may not like. And so we try to sugarcoat everything that we say. And as far as teaching is concerned, we try to make a blanket statement that anybody and everybody is all right with God. Yet the casual reader of the Bible can very quickly pick out the fact that God has said, there are certain people who will do my will and I'll bless them. There are certain people who won't do my will and I will deal with them as well. Now, if you read your Bible at all, you know that that's the case. It's not a matter of us saying, well, everybody has a right to his own view. Certainly we have a right to express our own thoughts along this line, but that doesn't mean that God automatically then accepts our view. We still must go back to the pattern and follow the pattern that is given. In the New Testament, our pattern is clearly recorded in regard to the church and our worship and the various things we do in our worship unto him. In John chapter 16 and verse 13, Jesus pointed out that he was going to send another comforter, and the comforter who was to come to them would guide them into all truth. He would not speak of himself, but whatsoever he would say, it would be given to him, and he would show them things to come. The Holy Spirit revealed in the Bible what God wants. And so it's a matter of our simply submitting to the will of God and being obedient to his will. When we get the idea that in religion, I'm a standard of right and wrong, you're a standard of right and wrong, everybody else is a standard of right and wrong, look at the confusion that comes from that. There's a statement in the book of Judges, chapter 25 and verse 21, which says, in those days there was no king in Israel. Therefore, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Well, that sounds like it's part of our daily newspaper, doesn't it? Every man does that which is right in his own eyes. We go around proud of the fact that I have a right to do what I want to do. And somehow or other we get the idea, nobody tells me what to do. While that may very well be true, and we may act in that way, remember, friends, because I have caused other people to back off from me doesn't mean that God has backed off and changed his will to submit to what I want in religious matters. It becomes apparent that God is the one to be pleased and not mankind. When we get the idea that we're the one to please, we're mistaken about that. We appreciate being with you today. Remind you that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.